For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. And I try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning, and I will be with you again next Sunday at 10 a.m. Tune in for more on healthy living. And speaking of healthy living, our guest today is Dan Buettner, who is an Explorer National Geographic Fellow and award-winning journalist and producer and New York Times best-selling author. And our subject is about the Blue Zone communities where people live long, vigorous lives. We will discuss how they eat and what keeps them healthy. This is fascinating. Welcome to the show, Dan.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to have you, and this is such good news. But I want you to talk about how you got in to this subject. You're an amazing person. You've just had such an amazing background, and you've written quite a few books on the subject. So tell our listeners about you.
Well, about 15 years ago, on assignment from National Geographic, I set out to, in a sense, reverse engineer longevity to find areas where people live statistically the longest lives. And what I mean by this is they're eluding the cancers, the diabetes, the heart disease, and the dementia that's killing Americans prematurely. And then to find out what they're doing, find the common denominators and the explanations as to why people are living up to 10 years longer. And more importantly, they're living better lives than every decade along the way. And the result has been a cover story for National Geographic, and I've written three Blue Zones books, Blue Zone Solutions, Blue Zone Lessons That the Longest Lived People Teach Us, and now I've written one called The Blue Zones Kitchen, which tries to capture this 500-year-old food tradition with National Geographic's illustrative style and 100 recipes to help you live to 100.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, your work has really caught on. So talk to us about the differences. What did you discover, and how were you able to isolate which communities to study?
So you start with census data. It's not, you know, me striking off with a pith helmet and a notebook. It really began with about a year and a half of deep statistical work looking at census data, birth record going back about 100 years, say between 1915 and 1920, and following those births for a century to see how many people are still living. That's the only real way you can verify that longevity. There's been all kinds of myths about Vilcabamba Valley of Ecuador, or the Hunza Valley of Pakistan, or the Caucasus in Soviet Georgia. Those have all been debunked. And the places that my team and I have found are legitimately places where people have much lower rates of mortality and highest concentrations of centenarians in the world. And so then once you find these places, you still have to adjust for immigration and emigration because people leave and people come. You know, you can go to parts of Florida where there's a ton of really old people, and it seems like, oh my God, people are living a long time. But the reality is it's just because healthy, rich people come move there. So that's not really a blue zone. We look for places where people have spent their lives and have benefited from a certain environment. And then we've captured that environment in an effort to offer a prescriptive for people who don't live there.
Well, that's important that you're able to isolate that and identify the individuals. So what surprised you the most when you studied the blue zones? And could you please tell our listeners where the blue zones are?
What surprised me most is that most of what people think leads to a longer, healthier life is misguided or just plain wrong. And I'll talk more about that as these segments unfold. So we found the longest lived women in Okinawa, Japan, about 1,000 miles south of Tokyo. We found the longest lived men in the highlands of Sardinia, the Nuoro province. That's an Italian island. We found a population largely devoid of dementia, living about 7 years longer than Americans in Ikaria, Greece. And then in the Nicoya Peninsula, we found a population that spends a fraction of what we do on healthcare, but is twice as likely to reach a healthy age 90 as we are in America. And then finally, among the Seventh-day Adventists, the population in Loma Linda, California, where adherent Adventists are living almost 10 years longer than the rest of us. So there's something really extraordinary going on in these places.
Well, it certainly is. Where do you want to start with what you discovered and how deeply you went within their lives and the way they ate and lived and worked, et cetera?
Yeah. So the way most journalists will cover a centenarian story is they'll go find a centenarian and they'll sit down for an afternoon and interview him or her and ask them their secrets. But that is not really a good way if you really want to capture a prescriptive. What I did is a first step was the painstaking 2.5 years of identifying these blue zones. Well, once they're identified, then I pulled together a board of advisors, experts who could help me with the methodology of identifying what a population does to them. This isn't anecdotal or individuals. This is, what does the population do? So, of course, everybody wants to know what the longest lived people eat. Well, you can't just go ask a centenarian, what do you eat? What did you eat to live to be 100? Because they don't remember. If I asked you, and I'm going to do it right now, can you tell me what you ate for lunch a week ago Tuesday?
I actually can. It's a salad
okay,
with
all right,
salmon.
Can you, okay, can you tell me what you ate for dinner 1 year ago tonight?
Certainly not.
Yeah, so I know it's kind of, you know, unfair question, but it makes a point that you can't ask a 100-year-old what they've eaten their whole life because they don't remember. They don't remember a year ago or much less 10 years ago or 50 years ago or 90 years ago when they were a 10-year-old. So we went back and found dietary surveys in all five of these blue zones going back 100 years, about 155 of them. So these dietary surveys are done by universities or the government, and they capture what people were eating then, how much meat and cheese and eggs and vegetables and beans and greens and nuts and what they were drinking. And then with Harvard University, I led what was called a meta-analysis, which is sort of a worldwide average of what these people have been eating for the past 100 years. And that gives you a very clear indication of what these people were eating. And then I did the same thing with how they socialize, how they connect religiously, their genetics, their income, their purpose, how they define purpose. So once you capture what the populations are doing, then I go find individuals who represent the population. So I'd have to find, the statistically average centenarian. And that required sort of kissing a lot of frogs before I found the princes and the princesses to profile. But once I found the emblematically average person and profiled them, I was really telling the story of the whole culture over the last 100 years. And therein lies a pretty good way to tell a science story that people can get their arms around.
Oh, they certainly can. And I know that you had quite a team with you. And you were seeking the path to long life and health, and you found it. And I think that's impressive. Share a little bit more. We've got a few minutes before we have to take a break. What else do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, we have this, what I call the Power Nine, the nine common denominators of the world's longest lived people. And first, and I think this will shock people, that long-lived people around the world don't exercise. And you know, exercise has been, you know, the panacea for 75 years in America. And it's just been an unmitigated public health failure. Fewer than 20% of Americans get enough exercise. So if exercise isn't working in these blue zones, how do these people stay active enough to live to 100? And the answer is, they move naturally. They live in environments where every time they go to work or to a friend's house or out to eat, it occasions a walk. They have gardens out back that they tend all year round, a half hour or two, an hour and a half every day, even people into their hundreds. And they don't have all these mechanical conveniences that do the work for us. They're doing yard work by hand and grinding corn by hand, kneading bread by hand, doing housework by hand. And my team calculates that about every 20 minutes or so, they're nudged into movement. And that adds up at the end of the day to burning way more calories than they would if they, you know, sat around all day long in their office or whatever and gone to the gym. And more importantly, their metabolism stays higher. So the big secret here is not to delude yourself into thinking that you're going to get enough exercise going to the gym, but really changing your environment so you're nudged into movement a few times every hour.
Fabulous. Very good note to our listeners, and we'll continue this conversation. Folks, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
When it comes to taking a multivitamin, the Pure Encapsulations One Multivitamin makes it one and done. This convenient formula provides vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients in a comprehensive vegetarian multivitamin for both men and women in a once-daily dose. It includes L5-MTHF, the universally metabolized form of folate, and an antioxidant complex with sustained release, CoQ10, to enhance immunity and support energy metabolism. The One Multivitamin, available at Village Green Apothecary.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions, guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. And we're having a fascinating conversation with Dan Buettner, who is an Explorer National Geographic Fellow and an award-winning journalist and producer and New York Times bestseller. The subject we're talking about is the Blue Zone communities, where people live long, vigorous lives. And we've been discussing what is unique about those individuals. And let's keep this conversation going, Dan. It's fascinating.
Oh, well, first I want to point out that it's really not so much about individuals. The problem with trying to look at 100-year-old, for example, and learn the lesson from 100-year-old is they don't know. They no more know how they got to be 100 than a tall man knows how he got to be tall. So if you want to really get lessons or prescriptions from old people, you need to find whole populations and find what the populations have done for a long time, which is really the point of Blue Zones and this Blue Zones Kitchen, which is this latest book that captures the traditional diet for eating to 100.
Well, I understand that you've got recipes. Were these recipes that came from the communities?
So this National Geographic photographer David McLean and I went back to all five Blue Zones, and we hired fixers to find 80, 90, 100-year-old people who were cooking the recipes, the traditional recipes that people have been eating for 500 years. And the problem is that in all of these Blue Zones, the American food culture has arrived like a tsunami, and just it's destroying these traditional ways of eating. We're seeing Kentucky Fried Chicken and Burger King and sodas and chips and candy bars, just destroying this really a fountain of youth. And so David and I went up into the villages and the back streets, and we got these older people to cook. And I sat on a stool in the kitchens and actually captured these recipes. And then David, the photographer, shot the people cooking them, the ingredients, the techniques. And then I reported on the science, explaining why these foods are helping people live to 100. And the result is kind of a hybrid between a National Geographic article and a cookbook. And it's something that would sit nicely on your kitchen table or your coffee table. And I'm very proud of it because it captures really the secrets of longevity that will be gone in the next half a generation.
Well, that's sad to hear, but with what you've done, I think you're securing the future as far as more Blue Zones or more communities being more interested in Blue Zones. So talk a little bit more. You mentioned in the meta-analysis you looked at diet, but you also looked at social and genetics, purpose in life, religion. You talked about the fact they don't exercise like we do in this country, sit all day, run out to the gym for an hour and come back. They are moving consistently throughout the day and doing hard work. So what about the social did you note?
First of all, they pay very close attention to who they hang out with. They tend to have circles of friends that they can count on a bad day. In Okinawa, they call this a moai. It's spelled M-O-A-I, moai. And it's a committed social circle of friends who basically say to each other when they're kids, we got your back. And they travel through life together. And this may sound like kind of a trite facet of longevity, but we know in the United States, if you have fewer than three friends you can count on a bad day, it shaves about 8 years off of your life expectancy. Loneliness is as bad for you as a smoking habit. So in all of these blue zones, there are these cultural norms that kind of bring people together in a committed way. And they live in communities where there's no option to be lonely. There's no option to retreat into your apartment up on the ninth floor, because in Ikaria or Sardinia or Nicoya, if you're not showing up to church or if you're not showing up to the village party or people just haven't seen you for a day or two, they're going to be knocking at your doors, getting you out. And that is really important when it comes to longevity.
I am so glad to hear you mention this. I worked with a group, and I was the nutritionist. We had all kinds of health care practitioners, and we worked with a person who had chronic problems all of her life. And I said, I can talk to you about her nutrition, but what she lacks is friendship. She needs to live like people lived when the women met at the well and they talked and they supported each other. She did not have that in her life. And the psychologist said, how would you know anything about that? Because that's important when we talk about lifestyle, and you've just validated how important it is and actually defined it. More than three friends. That is a wonderful piece of information. What else can you talk about? You mentioned genetics. How did you look at genetics?
Something called the Danish Twin Study established that only about 20% of how long the average person lives is dictated by genes. The other 80% is lifestyle. And I believe way more than lifestyle, which is this kind of vague thing, it's really the environment we live in that accounts for most of. And the way it's done, by the way, is the Danish twin studies. So they looked at fraternal twins who have the same environment, that, you know, brought up by the same parents, et cetera, in the same household, but different genes. And then they looked at identical twins who same environment, grown up environment, and the identical genes. And then they looked at the disparity at their death ages. And so they're able to mathematically deduce that genes are really not that important when it comes to. The good news for your listeners is that if your parents died young, it doesn't mean you have to. And likewise, if your parents lived a long time, it's no guarantee you'll live a long time. So the point being here is really pay attention to how you set up your life for the long run. Because when it comes to longevity, there's no short-term fix. There's no pill. There's no supplement. There's no genetic intervention, even on the scientific horizon, that shows any meaningful promise to slow or stop or much less reverse aging. So we got to focus on what we know.
Yes, obviously. And what you've done has expanded what we know. Talk a little bit about purpose and the importance of purpose in these societies and communities.
There's vocabulary for purpose in each. In Costa Rica, it's plan de vida. In Okinawa, you know, they don't even have a word for retirement. I think the antithesis, the opposite of purpose, is retirement. You know, this sort of artificial punctuation where you're told that your useful life is over, now begins your life of repose. Okinawa doesn't even have retirement in the vocabulary. Instead, the word ikigai, or the reason for which I wake up in the morning, imbues their entire adult life. And the type of purpose that you see in blue zones It's not this, I'm going to discover my hobby or my passion, and then I'm going to go out and do it. You know, whether it's travel or knitting or playing golf, the brand of purpose, or ikigai, is more a hybrid between my passion and my responsibility. So when people are 80, 90, and 100 years old, showing up at their stall and continuing to sell, or they're teaching karate or passing down an art form, or taking care of their grandkids, or continuing to grow grapes, continuing to bake bread for the community. It's not only something they enjoy doing, but it's something they know it has an element of service to it. And that's really important.
That's so well said, and too important to skip. So we've talked about the diet and what you discover there, the social, very, very interesting, and the genetics, as well as the purpose. And that is so important. People ask me when I'm going to retire, and I say, I don't know the word. I may switch gears.
What a girl.
and
I love it.
One of my friends said, well, you know, I can really find something for you to do. I said, are you kidding me? I love what I'm doing. I see patients. I write books. I lecture. And I get to give away what I know, and I'm happy to give it away. So you really hit home with me right there. And folks, if you've just tuned in, I want to remind you that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information about living a long and healthy lifestyle from Dan Buettner. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. And we are fortunate today. Our guest, Dan Buettner, is an explorer, National Geographic fellow, and an award-winning journalist and producer, and New York Times best-selling author. Our subject is about the Blue Zone communities, where people live long, vigorous lives. And he studied this with his team, and we're discussing right now how they live their lives, what kept them healthy. Dan, could you go into the diet more and what was similar or maybe even different about the different communities?
Yes. So for this Blue Zones Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100, we did two things. One was a meta-analysis or worldwide average of what people who live a long time are eating. And then number two, actually capturing the recipes. And let me tell you ahead of time. Now, actually, I'll let you guess. What do you think the most important ingredient is in any longevity recipe in the world?
Oh, that's a great question. In general,
I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here.
That's okay. In general, I might say plant foods of various colors.
You're right. I would say that is one of them, but it's kind of a trick question. And the answer I assert is taste.
Uh-huh.
Because I could tell you the healthiest food from my research in the world is a bitter melon from Okinawa, or fermented tofu, or a bean stew in Sardinia. But if you don't like any of those foods, you may eat them for a while, you know, when the latest craze hits, you know, the diet book about, you know, the bitter melon diet or whatever. But if you don't like it, you're not going to eat it. So it's really important to find tasty recipes that you'll actually eat. And I would say the biggest secret Blue Zones offer us, you have 500 years of culinary tradition, brilliant women who've worked in kitchens, who've taken relatively simple food and learned how to make them amazing. Sort of like the greatest sushi chefs know how to just take a small piece of fish and that's it. That's all sushi is a beautiful piece of fish that's sliced just right. They know how to take simple peasant ingredients and I would say these are the pillars of every longevity diet in the world. Whole grains, wheat, corn, and rice. Greens, hundreds of kinds of greens, many of which have more 10 times more oxidants than wine. Nuts, eating a handful of nuts a day is worth about 2 years of extra life expectancy. Tubers, like sweet potatoes, fantastic. In Okinawa, about 60% of all 100-year-old ate for most of their lives was just purple sweet potatoes. And then the biggest, I would say, the most significant ingredient is beans. If you're eating about a cup of beans a day, it's probably adding about 4 years to your life expectancy. And in all these places, people know how to make these simple five cheap, nutritious foods taste great.
The taste is always fascinating to me, and the use of herbs and seasonings, which really had medicinal purposes, preventing spoilage, but we see them as taste enhancers. Did you find any similarity in the use of herbs and seasonings?
So whether you're in Okinawa, which is Asian, or Sardinia, Icaria, which is Mediterranean, or Nicoya, which is Latin America, the seasonings do vary quite a bit. But you do, to your point, they use herbs and oils and spices to make their foods taste good. Oil is also, you know, the kind of secret to eating plant-based is using a little bit of olive oil to make it, you know, richer tasting. But In Sardinia and Icaria, we found four herbs that may explain longevity, and they were rosemary, oregano, sage, and kind of a minty catnip. It's called yerba buena. And these herbs are not only used to flavor the food, they're used as medicines for a variety of different ailments, but they're also used as teas, infusions. They're too poor for coffee much of their life, but they can go out in the field and grab a handful of oregano and infuse it with hot water into hot water, and it would make actually a very savory, delicious tea. We had those herbs tested at the University of Athens and found they were all anti-inflammatory and diuretic, which means it was lowering their blood pressure. And that may explain not only their extraordinary longevity, but as I mentioned, on this island of Ikaria, there's almost no dementia. These people are living a long time and staying sharp till the end, and it may have to do with their use of herbs.
Well, you looked at everything and you found similarities among these communities where they may use different herbs and different plants, but the taste, I'm so glad to hear you say this, because people don't eat food unless it tastes good to them. And sadly, in the SAD diet, standard American diet, we don't taste the good tastes of fruits and vegetables and grains, all of those. We just, our tastes are perverted. They've sort of been destroyed by overly sweet items. And in these communities, they don't have access. Did you do any comparisons about individuals that may have lived a long time in these communities and then moved to more modern, so-called modern communities, and what changes we would see?
So I actually have a feature story in National Geographic's January issue about this very thing. So as soon as people abandon these traditional diets and take up a more standard American diet, their life expectancy plummets and their obesity goes up. In Okinawa, for example, an island that produced the longest lived people in the history of the world, thanks largely to the American military base and all of the junk food restaurants that sprouted around it, you'll have an island with the highest rates of obesity and chronic disease in all of Japan. So it is as clear as the nose on my face that what's making America sick, what's costing us $3.7 trillion a year, the majority of it in healthcare costs, is our food environment. It's not that people are bad in this country. It's not that we lack discipline. It's that we cannot escape animal products and salty snacks and candy bars and fast food. And in blue zones, that blight has not hit yet, or it's just starting to hit.
Well, that's the sadness of trying to bring our way of living into other cultures. When McDonald's tried to open in France, the people protested, and the mayor of the town said, look, this is not real food. This is like going to an amusement park. This is not healthy food. And isn't that interesting? That's how he was trying to sell consuming food from McDonald's. So you're right about this, and there have been studies on Inuit people, individuals from really far ends of the earth, of the world, and when they get foods of commerce, the health changes dramatically. So that's what you said. We'll look forward. It's going to be in the January National Geographic, the
Correct.
Article?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Talk about all of your books. Tell us what you've written and what's important.
I wrote the first Blue Zones book, Lessons from the World's Longest Lived People, and that was really about this adventure, scientific mystery of tracking down the world's longest lived people and the secrets they have to offer us. So it's one thing to know what to do, but the problem is that even if I could articulate to you and you believe me that the Blue Zone diet is the healthiest diet, and I believe it is, and the way they get physical activity and their purpose, et cetera, even if you believe everything in there, the way humans really are, we hear something new, we get excited about it, and after just a few months, our interest is distracted, or we run out of focus, or we run out of discipline, and we're on to the next thing. So I wrote my second book, The Blue Zones Solution, about how to adopt habits for the long run. And both Blue Zones and Blue Zone Solutions were big New York Times bestsellers. Blue Zone Solution really made the point that if you want to change your health, don't try to change your behavior because you'll fail. Change your environment. And that Blue Zone Solution goes through on how to set up your home, your kitchen, your bedroom, your social life, your work life, and even how you think about where you live to stack the deck in favor of making the right decisions. And then I wrote a third book called Blue Zones of Happiness, where I found the statistically happiest places in the world. And then also, this is a huge data story, really, but put in very human terms, and made the argument that if you want to be happier, don't try to remember to be appreciative or to savor or all these other kind of positive psychology poppy ideas. I suggest very real evidence-based ways to set up your life for the long run so you're more likely to be happy. And now this last book, which comes out in December, and I think it's going to be the bestseller yet, Blue Zones Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100, which will look nice both on the kitchen table and the coffee table from National Geographic.
I love it. And we'll continue this conversation in the final segment. If you've just tuned in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Magnesium is needed for more than 30 chemical activations, from metabolizing food for energy to muscle contraction. Although it plays a massive role in the body, it's also one of the most common nutrient deficiencies. Pure Encapsulations Magnesium Glycinate offers a highly absorbable and gentle form of this important nutrient, free from artificial ingredients, gluten, and GMOs. This product is available at Village Green Apothecary or online at myvillagegreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next week. I will be with you again, and we'll be talking about healthy living. And speaking of healthy living, that's our subject today. Our guest is Dan Buettner, who's an explorer, National Geographic fellow, an award-winning journalist, producer, and New York Times best-selling author. And we've been talking about the Blue Zone communities, and specifically about his cookbook, The 100 Recipes for Living a Healthier, More Vigorous, Longer Life. No one wants a long life that's miserable. So we're talking about a vigorous life, and I like that term. So, Dan, can we continue the conversation? I am interested in what, just to summarize, you've talked about the diet, social, genetics, having purpose, passion, environment, that moving throughout the day is what they do. They work in their gardens, they walk, they do the work, they don't have the equipment, and the environment, and also religion. Can you mention what's different in the Blue Zones?
Well, people tend to belong to a faith-based community, and it doesn't seem to matter the faith. In Blue Zones, they belong to all kinds of denominations, and Christian and Buddhist and Muslim. But it seems that showing up four times a month to whatever your faith-based community is imparting between 4 and 14 extra years of life expectancy. And we don't know if that's because people who are showing up to their church or temple or mosque are downshifting, relieving stress every week, or if it's because they're less likely to engage in risky behaviors, or if because they have a better social network, group of friends because of their faith, or if because there's some God and God's, you know, you pray for health and it comes magically. But you can't measure spirituality, but you can find the correlation between church attendance and longevity, and it's very clear. And the people getting that extra 14 years of life expectancy are inner city youths who get involved with church. It seems to be a really powerful intervention.
Well, that's fascinating, and that seems connected to purpose, finding a purposeful life. It seems to me that.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, they're definitely connected. What else did you want to talk to us about with regard to the Blue Zones?
So I have this great editor at National Geographic. His name was Peter Miller, who pointed out that expeditions of the future need to add to the body of knowledge or better the human experience. You can't just, you know, go to top of Everest again. We've already done that. We've been to every major rainforest and have cut most of them down now. So he really sort of set me up with Blue Zones to make a difference. In 2009, I got the idea of trying to manufacture a Blue Zone. And AARP and the University of Minnesota School of Public Health got behind us, and we auditioned 5 cities in the Midwest, and we picked Albert Lea, Minnesota, and we got the mayor, the city council, the chamber of commerce, the big businesses, superintendent of schools, police, chief of police, to all say, "We're in. We want you, Dan Buettner, and your team to help shape this environment so that the healthy choice is the easy choice." Now, notice I didn't say we didn't try to convince the 20,000 people in Albert Lea to change their behaviors. We changed their environment. And our blueprint called for us to come to city council with policy menus to favor healthy fruits and vegetables over junk food, to favor the pedestrian over the motorist, to favor the non-smoker over the smoker. Then we had another squad that administered a Blue Zone certification for schools, restaurants, grocery stores, workplaces, and churches, so that they agreed to change their designs and policies so that it favored healthier choices in what they ate, how much they moved, how much they connected, et cetera. We give them Blue Zone certification. And then a third squad worked with, we were able to get to about 15% of the adult population to change their personal environment, how they set up their home and their kitchen and their social network to favor healthier choices. So the point was permanent or semi-permanent changes to the environment to favor the healthy choice. And lo and behold, after 2 years, life expectancy for that city went up by 3.2 years. We shaved over 2 tons off of their waistline, and the city reported a 40% drop in healthcare costs for city workers because of Blue Zones. The idea has just blown up, and now we're working in 50 American cities using that exact same approach.
Excellent. It's amazing what you're doing. I'm in awe that you were able to get a city in Minnesota to do this, to have Minnesota back this. And look at how significant. If you had a medicine that would do this, you would be a gazillionaire, correct? But this is not a medicine.
Yes.
This is changing lifestyles. It's powerful. And I always regret that the medical community in America has tended not to focus on each item that you mentioned that's important in the Blue Zones. We don't get that information, and it's not taught in the medical schools about this critical role the environment, diet, social, et cetera, plays. I'm just imagining the reduction in suicides and depression in communities that adopt this type of lifestyle. Are you going to go to other communities? What's next?
Well, since Albert Lee, the cities we've been working with have gotten progressively bigger. So the beach cities of California, Los Angeles, they saw a 15% drop in obesity. We're Blue Zoning the entire island of Maui and the Big Island of Hawaii. We've just finished the first 5 years in Fort Worth, Texas, where BMI or obesity dropped by 16%, smoking dropped by 3%, and the Gallup calculates that they're saving about $250 million a year in projected health care costs. And now we've just been invited in by Orlando, Florida, and Austin, Texas, to take on these huge. So I have a team of about 200 full-time people who now work with me across the country. So it is being recognized. It's not an easy business, but it seems to be the only thing that's working at the population level. And it all started in little villages in Sardinia and Okinawa and Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica. And we're just shaping cities based on environments we know that produce longevity.
Well, I'm impressed, and I cannot believe this won't keep growing. I see exponential growth in exactly what you're doing. And as cities start showing what changes with regard to healthcare and companies see the reduction in healthcare costs, there will be more and more adoption of these kinds of programs. I think that your success speaks for itself. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just to reinforce the notion that if you want to live a longer or healthier life, you have to shift the focus from trying to change your behavior, diets and exercise programs and supplements. And all that occasionally works in the short run, but fails for almost all the people, almost all the time in the long run. If you want to live longer, change your environment. And the best place to start, by the way, is with your immediate circle of friends. If your three best friends are overweight, there's 150% better chance that you'll be overweight too. You want to pick or add to make sure you have at least three friends who, number one, idea of recreation is doing physical activity. Could be tennis or bicycling or gardening. Number two, you want at least one, ideally two, vegetarian friends. And number three, you want two or three friends who you can call on a bad day and they'll care about you. Because when it comes to longevity, there's no short-term fix. Friends tend to be long-term adventures. So curate them carefully.
Excellent. Excellent. And I want to thank you for joining us. I would like to talk more about this, and we actually do have a few more minutes. Can you just summarize overall what you saw in the Blue Zone so that people can get the concept?
Well, what's on my mind right now is I have this new Blue Zones kitchen book, 100 Recipes to Live to be 100. And here are the general things we learned. First of all, when people are eating for longevity, they're only cooking with about 20 ingredients, and they're doing it over and over and over again. Number two, the best recipe for longevity is Sardinian minestrone, a recipe I have in my book. And the reason is we're now learning that our microbiome, that 8 pounds, about 100 trillion bacterial cells at the end of our digestive tract, that's another organ. Most of our fat and protein is digested in the stomach or the large colon, the upper colon. But the microbiome, they're producing the short-chain fatty acids that govern our immune system and our inflammation and our mood and keep our guts from leaking. And that bacteria only eats one thing, the good bacteria only eats one thing, and that is fiber. And the American diet is so devoid of fiber. You eat a hamburger and french fries, there's no fiber in that at all. But you take a Sardinian minestrone with beans and onions and tomatoes and barley and a beautiful broth finished with olive oil, you're feeding this rainforest of wonderful bacteria in your gut with just a whole buffet of healthy fibers that really will make you blossom, so to speak. And I know the longest lived family in the history of the world, the Melis family, had a bowl of Sardinian minestrone every single day for lunch. And I recommend that for everybody.
Well, we'll look that recipe up, and people can get to your site at bluezones.com.
That's right, bluezones.com, and on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, again, thank you for being here. We look forward to your book coming out. It'll be out January?
Book is out December 2nd, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and I'll be on the Today Show those first 3 days, so if you want to see this come to life. And then National Geographic feature a January issue.
Good, good. Well, thank you again for being here. We have learned a lot with you, and we will continue to expand our learning. Thank you very much. And listeners, I want to thank you for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. You can access the show or any previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And as our lives move forward, I'm reminded every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices, and you heard about these on the show today. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.